Hey, everyone.
Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show. I'm Mike Snyder, and I'll be your host with Brigitte this evening. And due to the global circumstances, we've been offering our show here once or twice a month in place of the in-person events we normally hold over at our center in New Jersey. So you'll see that sometimes we're offering the radio show live on a Saturday evening, which is what we typically do. But there are some cases where we pre-record the show, like you'll find that this one is, and then we just release it to everybody the same day. It all depends on, you know, what we have going on in our schedule and so forth. But anyhow, you know, at least once or twice a month, we like to bring the show out to everybody. And a little bit later, I'm going to tell you about a special show that we're going to be offering fairly soon. Before I get into that, though, I'd like to give out the website info. To find out more about Brigitte and the services she offers, her website is www.lightbridge101.com, and you can contact her for all sorts of spiritual sessions that she offers, a lot of it over the phone or Zoom at this point in time. And then my website, which is www.mikesnydercc.com, you can find a lot of my music recordings on there. There's a lot of previous recordings of classes Brigitte has offered over the years, so you can go and see some recordings of different classes, different subjects on there. And you also see links to both this radio show, the page for this radio show, and also some radio shows we had done even on Voice America a few years back. There's all sorts of different topics for that. So again, you can look at that through different pages on my website. And before we bring on Brigitte, I'd like to go back to what I was talking about. I do have And now, our next show, which is going to be on October 16th, we will have a spiritual author, Garner Schulhauser, on our show. Mark Ross, a lot of you remember, has been doing the show and got us started for many years. He's going to come back and visit with us also, and we're all going to get together and interview Garnet about his latest book. And maybe later on in the show, we'll probably talk a little bit more about that. But with that, I'd like to go in and introduce Brigitte.
Hello, everybody. I'm so excited to be with you at this time of the equinox or whenever you're listening to the recording. Wow, it's 3/4 of a year that is over now. We are stepping into fall. Summer is over. It's kind of, I sometimes feel the time just flies by in a blink of an eye. And yet so much is happening. I don't know about you, but in these last, 9 months, giving birth, 9 months, so much has happened, so much change, so much inner and outer transformation, and building spiritual muscle and emotional and mental muscle, really strengthening myself, and I'm sure you can feel that too, and my focus to bring heaven to earth, and that starts with myself. Where can I release aspects out of my life that have been hindering me to move forward on my path of enlightenment? And we've talked already in a few of the radio shows about the whole concept of timelines ending during the pandemic and new timelines beginning. And with that, we really are asked to look at our past or at everything in our life right now. And we are asked to review what's there and to be willing to let go. But not just to let go for the sake of letting go, but to let God take over and guide and direct us to let go and let God, to let go and let our divine I Am presence guide us through these changes. And a big lesson for me always, hey, the German who wants to figure everything out and control it if necessary, is to let go of control on a whole another level. I've always worked in alignment with my divine I Am presence, with spirit, and yet it seems that in the last 12 months I moved to even a new and greater level of learning to have trust and faith, especially when communication breaks down or when you want to know something but it's not given to you yet, that trust and faith that the universe has your back. And with that, the universe having your back, what does that really mean to you on an individual level? It can mean something very differently to someone else. You really want to ask yourself, how is it that you feel you could be supported? You could be heard better? Are you listening to yourself more clearly? Are you willing to slow down enough to pay attention to what it is that your physical body needs, or your emotional body needs, or your mental body needs, or your spiritual self needs? So sometimes it is in form of meditations that you can come to more of a place of inner peace and harmony. And sometimes it is through doing something for the mind, reading a good book or watching a certain kind of movie or doing a crossword puzzle or something for your mind that awakens and excites your mind in a new way. And the same with your heart and your emotions. Allowing yourself to look at something like a beautiful picture, a sculpture, a flower, nature, and let yourself be touched on your heart level so that you can communicate with your soul and your divine I Am presence through feelings, through emotions, through your inner self, and allow yourself to experience the multidimensional self that you are that goes far beyond your physicality. But then, of course, there's also our physical body that often, for us light workers, gets pushed back. And our physical body right now needs so much love and attention. And the equinox really speaks of the balance of the light and the darkness. And where in our own life have we not allowed ourselves that balance, that our self, our divine essence, our true authentic self is seeking on a daily basis? Where have we allowed the imbalance of too much work and not enough play? Or even maybe the other way around, too much play and not enough work? Or rest in there. Saint Germain always talks about cutting your life into three thirds. One third is work, one third is play, and one third is rest. So how are we doing with that? Is there a balance in there? Or are we focusing too much on one and not the other? And how can that be changed? How can we find ways to honor all of those three aspects? And also to really take the time and ask yourself, what does play even look like for you? So at an equinox where day and night is balanced, where light and darkness is balanced, we have an opportunity in this balance to become the middle pillar, the center part, the perfect alignment between heaven and earth, and receive downloads and activations that are helping us to redirect our life by reviewing it and by having the strength to make a new choice where necessary, or to just step back and to reach up to our divine I Am presence and allowing our divine I Am presence to guide and direct us in a way that is most in alignment with our heart. We don't always need to know how that looks like. This is a time of trust and faith. And I know that some of us, thinking about the upcoming winter months, are not too happy. The days are getting shorter. It's getting colder. The winter is right around the corner. And yet, this is a time of much needed introspection in that way that when the outer activity goes away more, we have a time to go within and to create beautiful new versions of ourselves. Light a candle, sit in the darkness, listen to some beautiful music, go to Mike Snyder's website at MikeSnyderCC.com. There's so many beautiful pieces of music that you can go deep into your inner self with and be amazed what you will find in the silence of your heart. There are so many divine beings that want to help you and guide you and direct you. All it is for us to find that place of silence, to allow that inner communication to take place. And that's what the winter months are for the inner communication to take place so that the outer can change in the year to come accordingly. We're also going to have Mercury retrograde starting September 27th. So that will be another opportunity to go even into deeper inner communication to find our new self, whatever that self looks like, and to step onto a new timeline if we are ready to do so. And maybe it will take until next March, until next spring, but that is okay. There is no rush. There is no race that we have to win. There's only the allowance to flow easily and effortlessly from one phase in our life to the next. And that's why we were so excited, and I'm sure Mike can agree, to get someone like Garnet Schulhauser on our show, because he really represents that beautiful communication with spirit. And in his 5 books, he's very much talking about his connection to his spirit guide, Albert. Not that I'm pronouncing it right. Albert, I guess it is. And it's just written in such a beautiful way. I've read part of his first book. I'm almost done with his second book, which is Dancing with Spirit. And I just love the information that's coming through. And it is not always pretty information. It also is information that wakes us up as a human race to pay attention to what it is that we are doing with our environment and with our neighbors and the people and animals around us. So it's a real, real good information. And it's not like we don't already know it. A lot of us already know some of the information, and yet it is great to listen to it. Or I use audiobooks, but you can obviously read it too. And to have him talk about it and his inspiration would be just a beautiful reminder that we can all experience such deep connections to spirit if we open ourselves up to it. And in that, I just really also want to point out he starts the names of all his books with dancing. So in all of his writings, the emphasis on dancing through life, you know, and not forgetting to dance, to enjoy, to play, to keep your humor going and to laugh at the face of adversity, because adversity is necessary for greatness to be born and for us to be redirected to exactly where we need to be. So, Mike, you actually, which is kind of exciting, you already interviewed Garnet Schulhauser once before. You and Mark had a radio show called The Men's Show, and you had the opportunity to interview him. What was the experience? What shall we expect from that interview on October 16th?
Yeah, well, Mark Rawson and I at the time had done a second radio show called The Men's Spiritual Radio Hour. You probably can still find links to some of those shows, but when we had done the interview with Garnet back in 2014, it was pretty fascinating. And he talked about his experience of what really got him into writing the books. And basically his background in a nutshell is he was a corporate lawyer he lives in Canada, and he was, back in 2007, walking to his office like he normally does every day, and he ran into this homeless man who confronted him on the street and told him things that nobody else would know about him, and just had these piercing blue eyes, and he just Garnett felt like he just couldn't walk away, and he sat down and listened to what the man had to say. And this man was telling him he was going to become a spirit guide, and he was very wise, and Garnett was just drawn to him. And they had met in person a couple different times. Garnett in his book even says that he believes that he was the only one, he didn't realize this till later on, but he was the only one that actually even saw him. So if somebody would have walked by, they might have seen Garnett, you know, there on a bench talking to no one. But, it happened for him. And Albert went on to be a guide with him and communicate with him, I guess you would say telepathically, you know, for many years to help him write these books. And it's really neat hearing about his experience. And I just about completed his first book, and I'm excited to, you know, get into some of the other ones. And we're excited to interview him. I believe he also offers a QHHT session I see on his website too, which is like a quantum touch. Quantum touch or quantum healing, which I'm sure he'll explain to us all about. It seems like something new that he offers since we had talked to him last. So again, you know, it's a great opportunity. We're even considering maybe after this, maybe once in a while, we will interview other people in the spiritual field, even other spiritual healers that we know or we've come across, or maybe other spiritual authors. So we'll see how that goes. But I think this is an amazing opportunity. And it was kind of a synchronicity for me personally, because a friend of mine back in the summer had said, hey, do you realize Garnett Schoenlauser came out with a new book? Because a close friend of mine was also into reading his books. And he just said it to me out of the blue. And I'm like, oh, let me go to his website and start researching him. And I started getting into his work again. And out of the blue, he contacted Mark Rawson only a few weeks ago and said, hey, I'd like to be on your show again. So, you know, it's just like this synchronicity of
no accident.
No accident. Yeah.
Perfect timing. And I can only say the book that I read, when I read it, there were so many confirmations for me, especially regarding those who've passed on. My mom died a little bit less than a year ago, and there were so many beautiful things in there that just helped me come more to a place of peace. I really enjoyed his book and his writings. So with that being said, I think Saint Germain is already knocking on the door here. So we will step aside and let him do his equinox event. We will Mike will open up with a piece of music to open up your heart for what Saint Germain has for you, and then we will just let Saint Germain talk to you directly and see what he has to say. He probably will do some form of activation on you, and you will receive certainly healing downloads and empowerments during this time. So while we do the opening piece of music, just sit, have your eyes closed, be in a receptive position, take deep breaths in and out. And already feel yourself moving into this balance between of the light and the darkness within you, the love and fear, heaven and earth, and just really just allow yourself to feel all of you, not just parts of you, but all of you in a balanced and harmonious way.
Thank you.
Greetings, my friends and fellow lightworkers. It is with so much love and great joy that I'm connecting with all of you at this auspicious time of the equinox. The equinox truly is a symbol for liberation. It shows you that balance is possible. Nature is your greatest teacher. It teaches you about the cycles of life. It teaches you that there are times of light and times of darkness. There are times of chaos and times of peace. It shows you that there are times when you have to let go, when you have to empty yourself, only to be refilled again in the spring to come, to grow new leaves, to blossom into a new beautiful aspect of yourself. And so nature promises you that your life is going to change accordingly as well. And if you pay attention, and if you choose to listen and to quiet your mind and to live in harmony with the stars and with Gaia and with nature, then life will become a lot more easier for you. Consider that humanity as a whole is moving towards a great consciousness shift. And a consciousness shift of such magnitude doesn't happen at once. It doesn't happen with a blink of an eye as much as you would like it to. It's a process. And for shifts to take place, balance is needed. A shift can only occur when everything within you is in balance, when the masculine and feminine side no longer starts to fight and destroy each other, but works in harmony together, seeks to create a sacred union, something new can be born. When all aspects within you, instead of struggling for superiority or for taking on the alpha position, when there's a sense of surrender within yourself, a sense of allowance, the struggle can cease to exist and balance and harmony can take place. Pay attention to your life. These things are happening to you for a reason. When there is chaos, when there is struggle, when there is that feeling that you are like a candle in the wind, there's a purpose in that. There's a message for you, because every time you are leading close to that pivot point where a shift can take place, there's a lot of commotion. There's a lot of fear coming up. There's a lot of resistance coming up towards that sacred moment of the shift. Therefore, if you experience right now chaos or fear, or anything that might resemble disharmony, don't be afraid. These are only small little pieces in your life falling into place slowly but surely. And it is through the power of love and through the power of your alignment with your divine I Am presence that everything can flow according to a greater plan that you're so much part of. And my dear friends, the equinox very much speaks of that balance, the balance that your inner self is seeking, even though you might not sometimes feel that it does. And be reminded that you're not here on earth just to walk your own personal path of enlightenment. You've chosen to come to earth at this time of great awakening for all of humanity to be the beacon of love and hope, to be that light in the darkness, to show that it is possible to choose love over fear, and that it is possible to open yourself up to the guidance of something so much greater than you that then can guide you through the changes with ease and with joy. It doesn't have to be so painful. The only reason why it is so uncomfortable for some of you and so painful is because you're still trying to control your past. You're still trying to know, to figure it all out, to make plans, and to direct your life according to your mind. This will not work going forward. Your life can only be directed through your heart, because your heart is in direct communication with your soul, which is in direct communication with your divine I Am presence. And it is only through opening yourself up to your true, divine, authentic self that you can begin to manifest heaven on earth. And so we will begin to bring you a little bit more into your center self tonight, or whenever you're listening to this. You can even listen to this more often, because it's going to help you recalibrate yourself, bringing you back into balance. So I want you to, if you haven't already done so, close your eyes and to really take a moment and to just feel your body on the chair or wherever you sit, you're feeling your feet on the ground, feeling your buttocks on the chair. What does it feel like? Feel your arms. And allow yourself to even feel the heaviness that might be in your physical body. It's okay. If your physical self doesn't feel like light like a feather, that's okay. It has worked very hard to get you where you are today. So honor that. Thank your body for all the hard work it has done to get you to where you are today. Take a moment of gratitude and just let yourself feel that gratitude in your body and feel with that a slow shift from your mind into your heart taking place, if you can play a small piece. feel your heart opening up. Feel yourself moving more into balance. And as your heart is opening up further, let your consciousness drift into your heart. Your heart is a doorway, it is a star portal to your divine authentic self. Let yourself flow into your heart. Your heart is opening up to a beautiful path of golden light. And as you walk on this path, you can feel and experience that what you call the light on one side and that what you call the darkness on the other side. There are many stories that you attach to the light and the darkness. The light for you might be joy and the darkness, sadness. The light might be all oneness, and the darkness, loneliness, emptiness, loss. And certainly there have been experiences in your life that you could identify as darkness or light. There are wounds that you might even be carrying from some of the experiences that you call the darkness. Wounds that have defined your life up until this point in some form or way. And you might even consider that these wounds or the darkness has been holding you back, has been limiting you. Yet quite the contrary is the truth. The darkness has allowed you to grow in ways that otherwise you wouldn't have. It has been the fertile ground out of which you were able to raise and ascend into another level of consciousness that otherwise wouldn't have been possible. And so just like a phoenix raising out of the ashes, you too have raised out of the darkness, out of being broken down into tiny little pieces. You've risen out of that and you're different, changed. And even so, we know that some of you have experienced in the last few years some devastating loss, or maybe still are experiencing some of that loss, or pain, or sadness, or fear. In that, you are preparing yourself, as well as humanity, for a great shift. And you might at this point even wonder if humanity is worth it. Why do all of this for those where many are not even aware of what they're doing, where many are doing some horrible actions towards nature, towards fellow humans, towards the animal kingdom. And I'm here to remind you that you are an aspect of God, Source, the Creator, the Great Spirit of all that is, of all that is. Humanity is part of you, just as you're part of humanity. And so I ask you to be willing to hand over that sorrow, that disappointment, that hopelessness that you might feel at times, to hand it over to your divine self, to spirit, to the light of all that is. Allow yourself now to envision what it would feel like if you can see that light and darkness that is on each side of you, no longer separated by this golden path that you're on, but merging now, coming together, flowing into each other by you holding the space for this sacred merging to take place. What would that look like for you? Would you be able, would you be willing to love your wounds, to love that, what you might call your weaknesses, to love those who you might call your nemesis or your enemy? We've seen a lot of division, especially in the country of the United States of America. Division through political choices, division through beliefs of what is right for humanity to do during a pandemic and what is not. We've seen a lot of divisions regarding positions on health and positions on vaccinations and so many other aspects of opinions. A deep inner division, hatred, fear, anger, feeling misunderstood. At this time of an equinox, everything is coming together, light and darkness, in balance, in equality. Can you find for one moment the possibility to make peace with all that is? To not judge yourself and to not judge everyone else either. To allow creation to be diverse. To allow creation to have many different colors, many different faces, many different opinions. That's what the beauty of creation is. It is like a beautiful painting with many different colors painted on it. No color is better than the other, stronger than the other, more convincing than the other. Every single one experiences their own unique self within all that is, whatever that might look like. Some might be religious, some might not be religious. Some might enjoy sweets, others rather live to be very healthy, whatever that means to them. Doesn't make anybody wrong. It simply allows every single individual to walk a path of their own choosing, whatever that looks like. So in this whirlstorm of light and darkness surrounding you, coming together, merging, you are at the center point. You are the bridge that through the power of your alignment, through the alignment to your soul and your divine I'm presence, can allow for merging to take place, for a sacred union to take place. Are you willing to do that? Feel the surging, feel the merging of light and darkness within you. And let it lift you up now, further and further up, like a wave that is building and building further up, And as it raises you up, you can feel yourself merging with a greater aspect of who you are. Your divine self, the place of agape love, the place where you can open up your wings and fly. Let yourself now feel the power of sacred union that is raising you up into a place of grace. Behold, a path of light opening up in front of you again as you're in alignment with your divine self. And as you move along this path of light, you're guided towards a sacred temple that has waiting for you. Every one of you might envision the temple slightly differently, but the doors are open for you to enter on this sacred day. As you enter into the temple, you can feel that there's something special prepared for you. This is a place where many holy men and women have entered before you to receive guidance, to receive gifts of the divine. And here you are now also entering the sacred temple to receive your own gift from the divine. And as you look around, there is that sense of a cathedral-like temple. The ceilings are very far up, and there's light shining through, hitting the grounds in front of you as you walk deeper and deeper into the temple. There's a stillness, and yet a feeling of all oneness. You know that every step you take is a step of purpose, of direction. You feel with every step you go deeper into the temple, there's a sense of direction, a sense of awakening, and a sense of anticipation. You are ready to step onto your new timeline. You're ready for your new beginning. You're ready to give birth to whatever is awaiting for you in the days and weeks ahead. You're ready. You know that you came to Earth for a reason, for a purpose, and no matter how exhausted you might have been, you're ready. You feel it in your heart. You feel it in every cell of your body that you are ready. And illuminated in the distance, you see, notice, a master of light, an elder. This elder has been waiting for you. It is an elder from Sirius. And you recognize this elder. You've met him. For some of you, it is a her before. And this elder is specifically there for you, holding in one hand an ancient scroll with letters of light infused into the scroll. These letters of light are meant for you. They're meant for you to receive, to activate light codings within you as well. But now this is the time for you to make a choice. You can no longer hold on to the wounds of the past and let them define you. This is the moment for you to bring all of your pieces back into the present moment. There is no judgment of who you are or who you're going to be or who you were in the past. This is about the power of now. And equally, you're asked to release all judgment of everything in your life, everything around you. This is a moment of truth, a moment of higher love that is going to be infused into you. The power of unification starts within your own self. Judgment separates. Fear separates. Anger separates. And we're not saying that you can't be angry, but this is about becoming more aware of that, what is going within you, and given the power to make a different choice. You've walked the path of initiation for a long time, and now you're ready to take it to the next level. You always show us you're all light bearers in your own right. You truly have the power to make a difference. Now is the time to prepare even further for that, what it is that you're supposed to anchor on earth at this time of great change and transformation. I've chosen every single one of you as alchemists and bearer of the violet flame. You bring change. You bring healing. You bring awakening. You bring love. And so open your heart now to receive these light codings from this elder from Sirius. Sirius is a symbol of unification. Those who are living and who come from Sirius have learned the importance of balance, of harmony, of bringing duality into oneness within oneself, and the understanding that when duality is experienced, it is only experienced to move to another consciousness level. It is not your enemy. It is simply a different aspect of all that is, a different experience of all that is, and it allows you to learn about yourself. Know thyself, and know thyself to be an aspect of God's source creator, the great spirit of all that is. If you're ready now, step forward to this elder, open up your hands, open up your heart, and receive the activations of these light codings within you now. Now allow yourself as you receive for everything around you to fall away and to be put into the heart, the great central heart, or the great central sun, I should say, of this galaxy. Let yourself feel formlessness, being one with love, the great love of the heart pulsating in the galaxy, in the Milky Way, that your solar system is part of. Feel how everything is connected. No accident. Synchronicity. Oneness. And within this galaxy, feel the expanded sense of the whole universe surrounding you. And beyond this universe, many other universes. You are part of such a vast existence. And you are needed just the way you are and just exactly where you are. So stop worrying about who you should be and where you need to be. Just allow yourself to always be guided by your higher self in the knowing there is no mistake. All in perfect divine timing. And when you're ready to recognize that you truly are a great liberator, a great healer, a great guide, when you can feel it in every cell of your body and recognize that you carry the flame of transformation within you and the power of the Christ love, then allow yourself to return to your physical body simply through intent. Descend back into your physical self. And allow your light body and your physical body to become one once again, to be one. And in that is a lot of meaning too. To be one within yourself and within all that is. To know that everything you touch, every word you speak, brings oneness, brings healing, brings love. Choose wisely going forward. Now that every smile is a wave of transformation that you send out. Every act of kindness and gentleness. So when you feel angry, use the violet flame to transform and transmute that anger into love and light, because underneath it, it's only fear. And when you are in fear, then that means you're no longer in the present moment. Bring yourself back into the here and now. All of us are watching over you. We're supporting you. We want you to succeed. So allow us to guide and direct you to exactly where you need to be. And before I fully end this event, we have a surprise guest, or it looks like two surprise guests that magically appeared, considering that this event was not advertised and we did not inform anyone of this in advance because we were going to put this out as a recording. But we are going to allow now two callers to come in at this time, or at least one. So just, if you feel that your cup has been filled and that you're good and that you want to rest, you can now end this. And if you're interested what the synchronicity brought to us and listen to the callers and stay put and see what this is all about. So go right ahead.
Okay, you're on with Saint Germain. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, yes, this is Catherine.
Okay.
Hi, Catherine. How can I be of assistance?
Thank you so much, San Germain. Thank you. I have a legal matter that's concerning me. I was just calling to see if you see it going in my favor. If we can please put the sacred violet flame around it to go in my favor.
There are a lot of lessons for you to learn in this situation. The fact that you are now facing your darkness, right? And in facing your darkness, the power of love and light can merge it through the sacred union and shift it to another consciousness level. So it is for you now to look deeper. This is no longer about just winning or losing. This is about you understanding on a very deep level what is being triggered within you. The sense of helplessness and the fear of loss and the fear of being destroyed in some way. Trust and faith in your divine presence to guide you safely through the process. There's nothing you have to fear but fear your fear itself. And for that, you call on the violet flame to transform and transmute it. Understood?
Yes.
You are safe, but you have to know that you're safe. You have to know that no matter what happens, you are being provided for. The universe has your back. You are taken care of.
Thank you.
You're so very welcome. Be at peace, my friend. Be at peace. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
And God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we have one more caller. Okay, you're on the show with St. Germain. Can we have your first name, please?
Maria.
Hi, Maria. How can I be of assistance to you?
Hi. I needed to ask you if you see I want to buy a property overseas and is I going to tell I got to get an assignment. Is I going to get it soon? Please.
There's still aspects in your life that you have to close out over here. So no, you're not going to get it within the next few weeks. You have to focus on your life here first. There are pieces of the puzzle that you haven't put together yet. You can't run away from your life here. So take a good look at the lessons that you still need to learn right here that is keeping you here before you move on. Because truthfully, if you move on, you're just going to continue to have similar experiences. So no running away. Take a look at that, what you might be afraid of or what you might feel is limiting you and is holding you back, and embrace it with love. This is a great opportunity for you to grow on so many levels, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. Don't take that away from you by wanting something that is just not the right time for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but not the right time to buy property, to travel.
It is not the right time yet. You will know when the right time is. Right now, you're still finishing certain kind of projects here right now. Allow them to end normally and naturally before you run into the next experience.
Okay.
Blessings to you, my dear. And it is so.
Okay, that's all the callers tonight.
Blessings to all of you at this time of new beginnings. Every day is a new beginning for every single one of you. But don't rush so much into the new beginning without honoring that what you're completing at this time. I am Saint Germain, and I always envision watching over you. Blessings to you, and it is so.
Okay. Well, we're back here with Brigitte. Wow, what a great show tonight with St. Germain and the callers. And Brigitte, how you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You probably are listening to the recording at this point. And I hope you had a nice equinox and a nice day of balance and harmony. I hope we are going to have you, all of you, back on October 16th, listening to our new version of our radio show, where every once in a while we are going to interview someone. This will be the first time. I don't know if we will do it more often, but who knows? It seems to be opening up to a whole new aspect of what it is that Mike and I are going to start doing. So this is going to be on October 16th, 7:30. Garnet Schulhauser will be interviewed. He wrote 5 books, Dancing on a Stamp, Dancing Forever with Spirits. This is one that I'm just about done reading. Really good. I can only recommend it. Dance of Heavenly Bliss. Dance of Eternal Rapture, and his very new book, Dancing with Angels in Heaven. I can't wait to read that. I bet that'll be really great too. So join us October 16th, and until then, sending you all a lot of love and peace out.
All right. Well, good night, everybody. See you next time.